This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
You better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
Now, speeches like this are always an occasion for a president to say nice things about the country he's visiting, and President Trump did that. But then he went on to do something unusual. He offered a spirited defense of Western civilization from those who seek its destruction. And who exactly would destroy it? Well, radical Islam, of course, ISIS, brain-dead jihadis, and crazy people with bombs. They are a danger to us, the president explained, but they're hardly the whole problem. Maybe the gravest threat we face comes from within. The president put it this way.
We must work together to confront forces, whether they come from inside or out, from the south or the east, that threaten over time to undermine these values and to erase the bonds of culture, faith, and tradition that make us who we are. If left unchecked, these forces will undermine our courage, sap our spirit, and weaken our will to defend ourselves and our societies.
Undermine our courage, sap our spirit. ISIS isn't doing that to us. Our elites are. When they tell us to hate ourselves and our culture and our history, when they teach our children to despise the country that produced them, when they claim that percentage point of annual economic growth is more important than the bonds that connect us to each other. America isn't falling to foreign invaders. It is rotting from within because the people in charge don't think it's worth preserving. You have to love a civilization in order to save it, and they don't. Well, in 141 of the crispest, truest words he has ever spoken, the president reminded the world why the West is worth defending.
We are the fastest and the greatest community. There is nothing like our community of nations. The world has never known anything like our community of nations. We write symphonies. We pursue innovation. We celebrate our ancient heroes, embrace our timeless traditions and customs, and always seek to explore and discover brand new frontiers. We reward brilliance. We strive for excellence and cherish inspiring works of art that honor God. We treasure the rule of law and protect the right to free speech and free expression. We empower women as pillars of our society and of our success. We put faith and family, not government and bureaucracy, at the center of our lives, and we debate everything. We challenge everything. We seek to know everything so that we can better know ourselves. And above all, we value the dignity of every human life, protect the rights of every person, and share the hope of every soul to live in freedom.
Well, you talk about a reconnection and a vision cast connected. You know, it's one of those things that any speaker would hope to do, Scott, is when you're in that kind of situation, that you have the words that are going to connect with the very hearts of the listeners. And I got to imagine the mainstream media today in their meetings is beside themselves, because if they're not reminded that they have a force to contend with, and it's not just Donald Trump, it's those of us that believe in those very things, that at the same time, we all admit that we're flawed and we're not perfect, but this is what we're aiming for. And look at historically what we've been able to accomplish because of the previous generations that, oh my goodness, they were aiming at the same thing. Wow. I mean, a very powerful, powerful speech. And as I say, a vision cast. And it's not a vision cast that is for some way down the road. It is for now. It is what people are living here in this country for. It is what people even in Europe are living for. They just needed a shot of encouragement, much the same way that the Muslim leaders got. And who would have thought it would be Donald Trump? This is Bill Martinez. We're live. We've got Megan Barth coming up next. Stay with us.
Hi, this is Ron Paul, former congressman and Republican presidential candidate. I love these summer months because this is when I get to enjoy the fresh fruits and vegetables that are being harvested on small farms and in our backyards. We all look forward to garden tomatoes and corn on the cob. Don't you wish there was a better way to preserve their true taste and flavors? I'm here to tell you that there is a better way. It's by using the amazing home freeze dryer from Harvest Right. I have a Harvest Right freeze dryer and use it to preserve the foods I love. Strawberries, apples, and even lasagna and ice cream can stay fresh for 25 years. And the best part of my freeze drying is my family and I have a supply of long-lasting food on hand. So no matter what may come, we feel better prepared. We love our freeze dryer. To learn more, go to harvestright.com or call 800-923-9591. That's harvestright.com or 800-923-9591.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Six minutes after the top of the hour, I'm Bill Martinez. How you doing, America? It is our birthday week, and we continue to celebrate, and lots to celebrate, especially as we see our president representing Western values. What a stark contrast there. Have you noticed with all the visuals? Got to bring on Megan Barth right now. Megan, of course, the founder and proprietor of ReaganBabe.com. Ms. Megan, how are we doing?
I'm doing great. Thanks. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing terrific. Thank you. I tell you, I'm really encouraged by the stark contrast that we're seeing at the G20. The way President Trump, he's the messenger with the message. You see what he was able to do. I mean, you've got the people. I mean, it was interesting. You had the people in front, you know, all the dignitaries in front, and they're very polite, you know, almost like the golf clap, you know, that is done very ceremoniously. But the people, you know, and I kept thinking, that's our people. That's our Main Street people of America that are on the outside perimeter yelling and screaming, Donald Trump, 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 Trump. And the mainstream media here in the homeland is going, who drugged them? They must have shilled that audience.
Yeah, and it's interesting to watch Shepard Smith yesterday.
What is it with him? Did all of a sudden did he miss a turn? Was he supposed to go to MSNBC and he ended up at Fox? I mean, it's like, I understand. Try to be objective. Be objective. If that's what you want to do, that's okay. If you see yourself more as it, but be that way. But, you know, it's almost like he's the token liberal now?
Well, Shepard Smith, I think, has always kind of leaned left and always added his lefty commentary instead of just reporting the news. For example, when he says, oh, the G20 protesters, those aren't riots. Those are just protests. Meanwhile, there are projectiles being thrown at cops. There's fires. There's windows being shattered. It's a pull-out riot.
Sure. The police wouldn't say it's just a kumbaya party, huh?
Yeah. and of course, the press is treating this as these are protests against Trump. Well, they must have missed, the last 10 G20s that I've watched, especially the one in Seattle, when basically Seattle was nearly burned down. This shows you who the left is. They are anarchists. They are anti-capitalists. And they do not want law and order. We've seen this on our own streets. But the G20 riots were certainly overshadowed by Donald Trump's speech in Poland. I think one of the best speeches that he's given to date in this short presidency. And, of course, you have the mainstream media saying it was a very dark speech. It was basically very, what do they call, alt-right. When he's talking about sovereignty, especially to a country that hasn't committed cultural genocide because they have allowed zero refugees into their borders. You never hear about the terrorist attack in Poland. You never hear about the radicalized person in Poland because they do not have Muslim refugees. They snubbed the demands of the EU and said, no, our country first, our people first. These are our borders. We are going to protect them.
Well, Megan, it's a dark speech because it turns off the light on secular liberalism. That's why it's dark. It's dark for them. So it's a matter of from where you perceive it. The other thing that I found that was quite disturbing here, and I want to get your take on this, Mayor de Blasio, on the heels of the shooting death and tragic one of that mother and that police officer, he escapes Dodge to go and join the anarchists at the G20? What am I missing here?
Well, what else did you expect from a socialist? He has to go with his people, where his people are. Yeah. And the cops certainly aren't his people. He was the one adopting, much like Barack Obama and the rest of the left, the Black Lives Matter organization, or if you want to call it an organization, I call it a domestic terrorist group. And so this type of insightful rhetoric, the rhetoric that you hear from the left, like Black Lives Matter, inspires the violence. It's interesting to watch, too, the CNN meltdown and implosion that, you know, the left always wants to tell us, oh, the assassination porn that's going on in the middle of Central Park, no, that's just theater. The beheading of a president, no, that's just comedy. The attempted assassination of 20 Republican congressmen, sending one to intensive care, Steve Scalise. No, that was just, you know, an insane man. That wasn't. But God forbid you put out a wrestling video with CNN being slammed to the ground. All of a sudden now there's a war on journalists.
Yeah. And it wasn't even Trump that did it. It was somebody else. But initially, if you remember, they were tying this to Trump. Well, what he did now, Trump tweets. I mean, he's not going to do a wrestling video. And most people took it for what it was. It was a joke. But, you know, hey, look, it's, you know, the left doesn't have much of a sense of humor. Also, the other thing, too, which is getting picked up, and you and I talked about this as well previously, and that is the stock of CNN. I mean, they're ready to be sold to AT&T, and Time Warner, their parent company, has just got to be sitting there just watching, you know, watching the value of CNN, you know, just be flushed down the toilet here because of this liberal exercise. I mean, this has been a very expensive proposition for them, so much so that I believe that they have allowed, I mean, this is a self-inflicted hit on their own brand, Megan.
Oh, absolutely. And I'm wondering what Jeff Zucker is going to come up with next for ratings. He ran with the Russian story, not because it was factual, but because it did well for his ratings. That's from his mouth. So what are they going to do next for ratings?
Well,
what story are they going to create? And all we have to do is watch the Democrats and see where they're headed. It'll probably be something along the lines with the mental instability and this new concocted narrative of the left that, you know, Donald Trump is insane and therefore he must be removed from office.
Exactly. Well, they're going to keep playing over and over again that handshake with Putin. You saw that this morning. And, you know, and that little, hey, you know, the little, you know, kind of gotcha thing that guys do, you know, with, you know, kind of just. And then Macron, they're taking the class photo, right? The G20 photo, the official photo. Macron's like, you know, stumbling over people because he's in the back row. Somebody probably looked at him and said, hey, friends, no back row. You get front row. You know, you go, he's walking over people and whatever. And next thing you know, this animus supposedly that he had towards Donald Trump last time. Remember, they made a big deal out of that. And Macron's doing everything he can to stand next to Trump, you know, for the official picture.
Yeah, and this demonstrates Trump's leadership on the world stage. You see the reception that he had in Poland. Mm-hmm. It was a rock star reception. The press wants to create the fact that now, you know, America is hated in the world. We're unstable. You know, never would they use these types of words against Obama, even though the world was on fire. And due to his foreign policy or lack thereof, we have a huge migrant crisis. We also have, you know, crises wherever we look, whether it's the Middle East or whether it's North Korea. And all of these things Trump now has on his plate. I haven't seen this much work dumped on a president's lap in quite some time, especially when it comes to threats to our country from abroad and within.
Well, without a doubt. Megan Barth is with us. We've got more from Megan on the other side of the break. Stay with us, America, just about 15 minutes after the top of the hour. This is Bill Martinez. We are live.
Many books have been written regarding the law of attraction, but what if all these books are missing the most important information we can use when it comes to activating this law in our lives? The new book, It's Time to Align, the most powerful self-help book ever written by Alan Lottinger, takes a look at how the law of attraction really works and how it is being suppressed in our lives. Learn how to overcome this manipulation and how to experience alignment with the creative power of the universe. Get the new book, It's Time to Align, available at Amazon.com.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
And membership is only $9.95.
Yep. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Got to keep our eyes focused on the goal here, ladies and gentlemen. Don't be distracted by the mainstream media. I mean, you know, it makes you wonder, Megan, you know, what is their point of all this? I mean, do they have something better to offer, you know, these liberal, secular, you know, secular rights, these elites? What is it that they have to offer? What's the exchange here? What are we giving up? I mean, we went through 8 years of hope and change, and which we found out there really was no hope, but a lot of change. not much better. I don't care what you talk about, health care, employment, jobs, industry of this country, the hope for this country. It all went by the wayside. And now we have a president who the Democrats are complaining about because they have no message and they have no messenger. And they are rather jealous that we have a message and we have a messenger. And Europe is saying, in much the same way that 50 Muslim leaders said, boy, America, welcome back to the leadership stage. We have missed you.
Yes, Terry McAuliffe, the crooked, corrupt governor of Virginia, mm-hmm. who helped Hillary Clinton win Virginia, he was asked on MSNBC the other day who the leader of the Democrat Party is, and he didn't have an answer. Mm-hmm. And that's the problem. The Democrats don't have a leader, and they don't have a unified message, and that's why they lost the election. To double down on failed policies of Barack Obama certainly didn't push Hillary Clinton over the finish line. And when you ask a Democrat what's the difference between a Democrat and a socialist, like Chris Matthews did with Debbie Wasserman
yes.
Schultz and even Hillary Clinton,
crickets.
They did not have an answer.
Exactly. Yeah, you just heard crickets. You know, Megan, I just had a thought here, and I just...
socialist,
you know,
like Bernie Sanders?
Yes, I was going to ask you, you know, what is going on with the Sanders? I mean, oh, no, I know what I was going to say to you before that, and that is that Barack Obama, you know, because they don't have a leader, and Barack Obama is kind of like trying to be, you know, still somewhat the standard bearer for the Democratic Party, but here he is on the periphery of where Trump is. He just happens to be, you know, somehow coinciding a schedule just, you know, by happenstance, I guess, you know, just kind of, you know, it's coincidental. But is he talking himself into irrelevance, Barack Obama? I mean, because every time you hear things compared to what we're dealing with right now, he becomes less and less relevant.
Is he talking himself into irrelevance? I don't know about that, but I do know that what he's doing is a continuum of the sabotage of this administration mm. by the left. He has no business following Trump's schedule and meeting with leaders. Has absolutely no business. John Kerry met with the mullahs like last week. They are out of power. Mm-hmm. They are out of influence, and they are out of power and influence for a reason, and that is because they lost. Mm-hmm. And many of these Democrat leaders need to take a back seat and let Donald Trump fix the mess that they created.
All right, now let's talk about the Sanders. What's the latest with them?
Oh, you wouldn't believe this. This is the Bonnie and Clyde of yes. Burlington College, and I write this on ReaganBabe.com. And Bernie Sanders continues to blame the Republicans for the FBI investigation that he and his wife are under, when in fact it was Barack Obama and Loretta Lynch who started the FBI investigation into both of them in February of 2016. Why is that date important? Well, because both Hillary and Bill and Bernie and Jane were all under FBI investigation while they were running for president.
Unbelievable.
It was unbelievable. We never heard about that, and Bernie Sanders keeps trying to blame the Republicans when, in fact, it was the leaders of the Democrat Party that opened the FBI investigation into bank fraud after Jane Sanders basically bankrupted Burlington College after she took out a shady loan deal.
Mm-hmm.
She took out $10 million in loans to buy land adjacent to the college, and she claimed, according to loan documents, about $2 million in collateral. Well, she only pulled in $200,000 in collateral, and then after she bankrupted the college, she took $200,000 as a golden parachute. Free college for all? Not so much, especially when it's bankrupt. But the story gets more interesting. Because after the school closed, which was in May of 2016, the FBI investigation was started in February of 2016. In July of 2016, the college was burglarized.
Yeah.
And the college was burglarized. No books were taken, but all of the computers were either destroyed or stolen. Surveillance lines were cut. Many of the employees of the college that were there for many years thought it was an inside job. They caught the suspect in the stolen van with the stolen computers hours later in New York, but they let him go based on an outstanding warrant that he had in Philadelphia. And now what has happened is no one knows where the perp is, the suspect. The fact that the New York DA let him go did not allow Burlington police to interview him. And the main server and the hard drive is what's missing as well.
Even
so, in the FBI investigation, we have to assume that they're operating without the main server or the hard drive for them to gather the evidence for bank fraud. Isn't that a coincidence how that just happens?
Exactly. Well, this
burglary.
See, this lends support to what a Vermont GOP official is saying, that this investigation, this probe of the Sanders, particularly Sanders' wife, is based on facts and figures. And, yes, rather suspicious. I mean, if they caught the perp with the equipment, what happened? I mean, they let the guy go with the equipment?
They still have some of the computers that were in the van, but, of course, like I said, the main server and hard drive is missing. But there was an outstanding warrant in Philadelphia where the perp was from, 27-year-old kid, outstanding warrant. So they basically shipped him off to Pennsylvania before the Burlington police could interview him. It's just an amazing story and such a coincidental story.
Yes.
And I didn't find out about the burglary until I started digging around, and lo and behold, something on VermontDigger.org. You know, VermontDigger.org did a much better job than CNN will ever do when it comes to Jane Sanders and the bankruptcy and burglary of Burlington College.
Well, you would think if CNN was interested in ratings, why wouldn't they do that?
Right. This could be a made-for-TV movie. I mean,
exactly.
What are the chances of a bank fraud by a presidential candidate's wife, and then he's also under FBI investigation because he used, allegedly, his influence for his wife to maintain or rather obtain these loans. And then after the bankruptcy, during an FBI investigation, there's a burglary at the college, and most of the evidence goes missing.
Wow. Gosh, could you imagine?
Why does this always happen with Democrats?
Well, yeah, it just seems to follow them.
I mean, you could have leached it, just like Hillary, into foreign evidence.
Exactly. Well, they're just not well as they're not just trained as well. They need a better operation. Maybe they're going to get together and see what they can do. I mean, they're doing everything they can to obstruct, this voter fraud investigation that the president has put his commission together, and you've got all these. States that are saying, hey, we don't want to participate, and go, well, then if you don't want to participate, then don't say anything more about voter fraud, okay? Don't complain about it. We don't want to hear from you anymore that something ought to be done. I've maintained that the special counsel thing should have been from the very start. Let's look at the voter fraud issue en masse. I mean, if you're going to ignore the major felony and the only felony that occurred, which was the unmasking of Mike Flynn, well then, let's go after the things that really matter. Let's look at voter fraud in its totality. Go ahead.
And that's another lie CNN told. Headline with CNN was 44 states deny Donald Trump's Election Integrity Commission. Well, in fact, it's only 11.
Yes.
But absolutely, we have to get our arms around voter fraud. We currently have a federal investigation going on in Nevada based on the evidence I presented the DOJ. And let me tell you, there is plenty of voter fraud, and we need to tackle it and tackle it now before the 2018 midterms.
Yeah, and the Democrats keep insisting, including the former president and the former attorney general, no voter fraud whatsoever. And somebody else said this the other day to me. We're having this meeting. He goes, well, there's been no voter fraud. I said, why do people get arrested and keep getting convicted if there's no voter fraud? I'm just asking. Inquiring people want to know. Megan Barth, founder and proprietor of ReaganBabe.com. Megan, as always, great to have you with us. Appreciate it. Good stuff.
Did you know that with a bachelor's degree, on average, you could make almost twice as much over a lifetime than a person with just a high school diploma? It's true. According to the 2012 U.S. Census Bureau, college grads with a bachelor's degree make almost twice as much as high school grads. Now, going back to school is easier than ever at Independence University. Log on and complete coursework from the park or the beach or even your couch couch watching the kids. And Independence University gives you the tools, a free tablet and laptop for undergrad students to use and keep when they graduate. That's right. Get a laptop so you can go to college from anywhere. Take the first step to a new career in business, information technology, healthcare, or graphic arts. Call to find the online degree program that's right for you, and you could be on your way to increasing your earning potential.
800-981-9347. 800-981-9347. That's 800-981-9347.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Just the way you like me, fresh every day, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. Welcome back, America. 20 minutes before the top of the hour. Steve Moore joins us now, along with Steve Forbes and Larry Kudlow and Art Laffer, I should say. They're co-founders of the Committee to Unleash Prosperity. They advise the Trump presidential campaign on economic policy. Steve, how you doing?
Hi, Bill. Great to be with you.
Hey, excellent. Well, I'll tell you, I was really encouraged the last time we talked, because we were talking about the energy sector and what the administration and Donald Trump's vision for this country is. You know, we talked about being energy independent. You said, oh, Bill, how about energy dominant?
Right.
Yes.
Right. We can do this. We can become the new Saudi Arabia of energy production over the next century. By the way, Trump used that exact phrase.
Yes.
In his speech last week on energy, it got a little overshadowed by, you know, media didn't pay a lot of attention to it because they're, you know, obsessed with all these anti-Trump stories. But he has the right vision. You know, we can produce American oil, gas, coal. We have more of this stuff than any other country in the world. Instead of, you know, buying $200 billion worth of this stuff from the rest of the world, we could actually be selling. And by the way, there's a great story in the Wall Street Journal this week that you may recall, Bill, about 2-3 years ago, we had a big debate about whether to allow the export of American oil and gas because there was an old 1970s law that prohibited American exporting oil and gas, and we repealed that stupid law. And by the way, we had to, you know, drag Obama kicking and screaming to sign that bill. But now we're seeing, you know, tankers leaving every day with American oil and gas, exporting it all over the world. It's a great thing.
See, what is this going to mean for America's poor?
For America's poor?
Yes. What is this? Yeah, what, how does this translate?
Well,
I mean, I just see this as, you know, something that they've just got to be burning novena candles, thanking God for right now.
Yeah, it's a couple things. I mean, first of all, it means more jobs. And these are good paying jobs. You know, your own gas industry jobs, they pay $75, $80, $100,000 a year. If you're a pipe fitter or a welder or, you know, you're the trucking industry benefits a lot from, the rail industry benefits a lot from that. So, steel jobs, you need steel to build the pipeline so we can transport the oil. So it has reverberating effects, throughout the economy with respect to good paying jobs. The other thing is just, you know, the more energy we produce, you know, this is a basic law of economics. When you increase the supply of something, what happens to its price? It falls. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, the low-income families that need air conditioning and heating in the summer and, I mean, the heating in the winter and need to provide electric power, their utility bills are falling because we've got cheap and abundant energy. The big game changer has been natural gas. The natural gas price has been so low that it means utility prices for people are really falling dramatically.
Well, Steve, Art and the rest of you guys, when you look at the economy and you look at the sector, it is a bit of a bell curve, and that which helps the rich seems to correspond in helping the poor. And this is what the Democrats and the liberal secularists have promoted, is they only see one side of it, and they don't see that when the wealthy are helped out, when they're doing better, the poor do better. Is that consistent? Am I reading this correctly, or am I reading too much into this?
No, you're right. And then the problem with all these stupid climate change deals that the left wants to get involved in, they want a tax energy, they want a carbon tax, they want an energy oil gas tax, they want these schemes to make energy more expensive. Well, that's a regressive tax. You know, mm-hmm. Look, you've got these rich billionaires like Tom Steyer, who's funding a lot of this green energy, you know, initiatives that are going to make people pay 20 or 30% more for their electricity bills. You know, if you're a billionaire and you have to pay 20 or 30% more for your utility, you know, is that going to affect your life? No. But if you're living on a $30,000 income and you have to pay another $12,000 a year for utility, yeah, that is a major impact. And so,
exactly.
You know, these green energy policies that are trying to shut down American natural gas and coal and oil, they are hurting poor people more than anyone.
Without a doubt. Well, what's going on with the Republicans? You and Larry and Art and Steve Forbes wrote the article, which, you know, I tell you, many conservatives and Republicans, you know, on the outside of the Beltway are wondering what the heck is going on. Why are Republicans part of the impedance to tax reform?
Yeah, it's a great question. You can sort of sense some frustration in my voice because, you know, for 3 months we've made no progress on this tax bill, and the economy really needs it. Now, Bill, we just got, you know, literally 30 minutes ago, a great jobs report for last month, mm-hmm. and we got about 220,000 jobs, which is a good number, and then we got another, you know, pickup of about another 30,000 jobs for previous months, so 250,000 jobs. That's not bad for 1 month. So the economy, you know, I think Trump's policies, you know, and just the optimism that he's brought, you know, in terms of being pro-business and pro-jobs and pro-America are helping the economy, but it's going to need, you know, some sustained help. You can't just, you know, you need the animal spirits, but you also need policy changes.
Exactly.
And so I think that tax cut has to happen. I'm frustrated that it's not happening faster. I'm frustrated that Republicans in Congress are not feeling a degree of urgency because they should. And I believe that Larry Kudlow has been saying this too, you know, no summer recess or vacation in August until they pass a tax cut and a repeal of Obamacare.
And you got more congressmen agreeing with that statement. They're willing to stay home, stay in the Beltway. Let's make this happen. Let's do the hard work, 18-hour days, whatever it takes, right?
Usually I don't like it when they stay in the Beltway.
Yeah, I understand.
I usually like it when they go home. But in this case, mm-hmm. where you've got two must-do items that have to pass for the good of the American economy, you know, there's no excuse for not getting this done now. And if it takes, you know, taking away their, you know, August recess, then, you know, maybe we should also take away the air conditioning. That'll really get them going.
Oh, yeah. Boy, that's another story. Let me tell you. Steve, you know, it makes you wonder that if they don't get this right, and without having some sense of urgency here on health care and tax reform, they're going to be in trouble come 2018. And last time I checked, the pages off the calendar keep getting ripped off, and we get closer and closer to the midterms.
Good point. You know, and this is exactly the point we've been making is, not only is the, you know, you're right, it's only 18 months away for the midterms, but also, you know, if you want the economy stronger by, you know, by the by the midterm elections, you got to get the tax cut done now so it has some time to settle in and really, you know, get the jobs in the economy that people are hoping to see. It's the reason that people voted for Donald Trump is they wanted to see an economic revival. They wanted to see jobs brought back. And it's going to take time. You know, it takes about a year or so for those tax cuts to really kick in.
Exactly.
And so get it passed now so that by November of next year, people go, wow, the economy's really improved. I'm going to vote for Trump and the Republicans.
Yeah, and the same thing with health care. How long is it going to take for that to really kick in? I mean, because we know that some of the things that with Obamacare, it's going to take a couple of years for them to get through the process. So the discerning advantage of any new legislation for health care, it's going to take some time, and I'm not sure the people are going to understand, you know, because of these delays, it just moves the realization of the benefit of any kind of new legislation down the road, potentially past the midterms, and they're going to be exposed as if they did nothing.
Well, that's exactly right, and that's why the clock is sort of ticking against the Republicans now. They've got to move with more urgency. You know, and that's what the American people expect. You know, that, look, this is why we elected them. They've told us for years that they're going to repeal Obamacare and they're going to cut our taxes. Well, now it's time for them to deliver. They now have the political power to do that. They have a House and Senate majority as well as, presidency. Now, look, they have a slim majority in the Senate. They only have 52 Republicans, so that doesn't give them a lot of margin for error, Bill, but that means they got to all, you know, they got to hang together here, or they're going to hang separately.
Exactly. Well, Mitch McConnell threw a warning shot over the bow of their boats to say, you can either deal with us or you can deal with Chuck Schumer. What do you want to do?
Well, unfortunately, I mean, look, I wish that there were an option where we could, you know, try to make a bipartisan deal with the Democrats on Obamacare, but unfortunately, Bill, there isn't. The Democrats, for two reasons, you're not going to get a single Democrat that will vote against Obamacare. That's their, quote, signature victory, and that's a sad thing when Democrats have view Obamacare as a victory. But also, the Democrats made it very clear from since November 8th that they have no interest in cooperating with anything that Donald Trump wants to do. Now, I think that's sad because that means they're putting partisanship, their own party, ahead of their country.
Exactly.
And what's good for workers. But that's the mode of thinking they're in. So, you know, I'm a friend of Mitch McConnell. I think he's a smart guy. But I think in this case, to believe that somehow you're going to get votes on the Democratic side of the aisle,
you're not going to happen. Exactly. Steve Moore, I'm Bill Martinez Live. Thank you, Steve.
Are you married? Do you and your husband both have term life insurance? If you both don't, you should. You have a lot to protect. Call now, get a free quote for your husband, and while you're at it, get a quote for yourself too. Because you both need term life insurance. Call now. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. Rates are at all-time lows. We'll shop over 30 top-rated companies to get you the best possible rates. Term life insurance. It's the perfect way to protect the quality of your family's lifestyle. You and your husband both need term life insurance, so call now for a free quote for the both of you. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
Stop. Put that mobile phone down because it may have been compromised. Are you aware that many identity theft issues start right on your mobile device? My friends at LibertyID.com have helped over 60,000 individuals without failure get their identities back because of them being compromised. Don't be next. Call 844-44-LIBERTY. That's 844-44-LIBERTY or visit LibertyID.com to find out if, in fact, you've been compromised and use discount code GCN.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Is that Ellen painting her garage?
Yesterday she was trimming her hedges.
What's her secret?
I heard she was eating this new superberry called the Aronia berry.
Aronia? What?
Aronia berries from superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness.
Where can we get them?
Go to superberries.com/radio. And right now we get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus we can save $4 at checkout.
I can't wait. I've got lots of projects I need to get done.
Yes, you do.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com.
Your program, your calls, your opinions. Bill Martinez, live. Join us online at BillMartinezLive.com.
Hey, whether it's online or any one of the 280-plus affiliates or even on shortwave, we're everywhere. And we thank you so much for joining us and coming along for the ride as we continue to pursue the truth, no matter where it leads, and deal with some very tough topics as we are going to deal with right now. We're going to talk about infidelity. What happens, you know, after an act of infidelity? How do you get through it? The director of counseling for Focus on the Family and a licensed marriage and family therapist who focuses on infidelity as it relates to men particularly and pornography, Jeremy Keaton joins us right now. Jeremy, good to have you with us. How you doing?
Hey, Bill. Thank you for having us on such a weighty but important topic. We appreciate being here.
Yeah, this is absolutely critical. I mean, let's face it. I mean, infidelity is a lot more... I guess it's a lot more exposed, but it's one of those under-discussed topics. It's something you don't want to deal with. You don't want to think about it. And, of course, you don't, in many cases, until it's happened to you. And
right.
This absolutely bankrupts the relationship when you have an act of infidelity that takes place. Isn't that right?
The word bankrupt is one great descriptor, Bill. I would say for men and women who are especially on the receiving end of this, it's like Hiroshima. A bomb went off and it levels the human heart. We're not made for this kind of violation. It, even the offender is not made for engaging in this kind of violation, and it does. It raises the ground. It levels the human heart, and it is more common than it should be. You know, we are approaching probably, according to the General Social Survey, somewhere in the 20% range of marriages that have been touched by infidelity, physical infidelity, probably even more if we look at emotional infidelity, Bill.
Exactly. Pretty much split, too. Isn't that right? Is it, you know, pretty much 50-50? I mean, before, I remember when I started looking at the figures, I was surprised to see, you know, guys, for some reason, you know, we think, not that it's accepting, but it just seems to be more prevalent. Maybe guys are more often to talk about it than women. I don't know, but it just seems, you know, when you look at the numbers, there's close parity between men and women.
Well, and whatever the statistics might be between men and women, what matters most is if it touches you and your world, it doesn't matter where you are in the numbers. Your heart is devastating. You don't know what direction to turn. And certainly men and women both experience infidelity sometimes for maybe different motivations or a different things driving that, Bill. But there is a hopeful message about this because as much as it bankrupts, as much as it harms, there is also that much hope for redemption. And there is a good news story on the other side of infidelity with the right kind of help, Bill.
Mm-hmm. And before we get there, Jeremy, I want to go back. You said something that some people, you know, maybe had not thought about, and that is the emotional infidelity. What can take place on an emotional level? And then also you get that perceived infidelity. What is that? You know, what does that do? And how does that play into it? Is it just as devastating or even more so because it's more imaginative?
Well, certainly just as beauty is in the eye of the beholder, in the same way, the emotional experience of infidelity, whether it's actually escalated to a physical act or not, will impact and be in the eye of the beholder, sometimes very much as if a physical infidelity has happened. So we certainly don't want to minimize or somehow even justify emotional affairs. They are a little more difficult to define because there's not the physical reality that you can, you know, in a sense, see or measure. And so in that way, it can even be more confusing to the heart and mind because you feel as if something's going on, even if it's not consummated, if you will, physically, Bill.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and when you go down this road of redemption, I had a conversation with another counselor years back, and he told me, he says, Bill, generally you're looking about 7 years to rebuild the relationship. Is that still the case?
It is a journey, and I think the seven-year mark for a long-term look at slow transformation, making gains across that 7 years, I would concur with that. Not 7 years until you see relief, not 7 years until you see some form of growth, maybe 7 years until you begin to really reap the sense of recovery that I'm talking about, where you're living on the other side of this story and you can tell the story in such a way that is not supercharged because you've got a measure of healing after 7 years.
You know, the same counselor had said something to me that I thought was a bit unrealistic, and that he said, you'll know when you hit that mark, when you're able to look at that person the same way you could look at them before the affair.
Well, that gets to a point that I want to make about the fact that you don't just restore necessarily or get back to normal after a affair. You have to replace the relationship you had before because there was something that left you vulnerable.
Exactly.
Both sides of the equation to this, and you actually reform and you look at that person not the same, I would say, but actually with new eyes, with new wisdom, with new intimacy skills if you truly worked through this. There are kind of three stages of recovery, Bill. If you wouldn't mind me hitting on those,
I'd love
to share those with your audience.
Please. Yes, go ahead.
You know, first of all, you have to face it. Number one is face it. It's the idea that this cannot be healed if it's still going on. Mm-hmm. If you're someone who is hoping to somehow have a foot on each side of the fence and keep your marriage, have your cake and eat it too, not possible. So it has to be faced. A boundary has to be drawn. So that this ends, and getting help to end this, if you're the receiving end of the offender's infidelity, there has to be some skills to face it. The second area, Bill, is to feel it. You have to grieve this. You can't just say, okay, you said you're sorry, let's sweep it under the rug, let's, you know, put a few filters on our computer or get off of Facebook where the affair started and we're good. Mm-hmm. You have to feel it. You have to express the pain. You have to dig underneath it. And you need some help building trustworthy actions back in the relationship. You need help with an outside source to go through that face it and the feel it process.
Now, when
number three,
when
Bill.
Hang on 1 second. Let me expand a little bit more on feel it. On feel it, you feel it from the other person's perspective as well as your own, right?
You all have to own and feel how this has impacted you and learned how to express that in a respectful, constructive way.
Right. Okay, good. Okay. All right.
And then the third area was replace it. And this is where it gets exciting. This is getting towards that, living towards that 7-year mark with new vision where you can become a better, stronger, different couple, maybe better than even possible before the affair was faced because of new intimacy skills that can grow.
Mm-hmm. And this is the redemptive part and the hope that is there for those that have fallen victim to infidelity. And I want you to unwrap that a little bit more, if you can, Jeremy, in these next 2.5 minutes that we have remaining.
Sure. Well, again, I said get support. Don't do it alone. This isn't something where you kind of put yourself on the surgery table and you kind of do surgery on one another without a doctor in the room. I really highly recommend a mentor, a pastor, close friends who are mature, along with a licensed therapist who specializes in this kind of recovery to come alongside. Get a team. Get in the light. Don't do this in secrecy. It's painful to come into the light, but you must come into the light with trusted guides. And so that's number one essential, I believe, and a high recommendation from us at Focus on the Family. And we'll give you some action steps for that before the end of the interview here. For the spouse that was offended, get help responding with your own personal integrity. You know, two wrongs don't make a right. Respond healthfully, not destructively, because there are deep mistakes people make that can be learned from and redeemed. And working through your pain and not doing a revenge affair or, well, exactly. He or she just deserves this, that kind of response won't help either, Bill.
Exactly. Well, if we're moving to healing and redemption, we have to, put on that mindset that promotes healing and redemption, not destruction, and being aware that the devil with the flaming darts and arrows are going to continue to come at you, and sometimes when you least expect it, Jeremy.
Well, especially the offender, if they are repentant and humbling themselves, there can be a deep level of shame that then becomes also destructive in a unique way. You have to also own your behaviors and humbly deal with them, but not live in such a continual shame status, but actually raise your dignity up by living into integrity. If you believe in the gospel of Jesus Christ, there is a way of dealing with shame that the offender will need help with, and then bringing that stronger self to the table in the marriage. That is important as well.
Well, Jeremy, powerful stuff here. We're going to direct the people to you if they would like some more information. Where can they go?
Please give us a call, and I'm also going to give you a website. Our helpline is 1-855-771-HELP. That's 855-771-HELP to consult with us at Focus on the Family. Also visit HopeRestored.com for our marital intensive counseling for those that have gone through a difficult situation in their marriage. HopeRestored.com.
Jeremy King, thank you for being with us, Director of Counseling for Focus on the Family. Thank you, Jeremy. Appreciate it. God bless.
One nutritional secret is that due to soil infertility, plants are not making the percentage of mineral sugars that they did before the advent of chemical agriculture. These mineral sugars are measured in the juice of a plant. The more sugar, the more minerals, proteins, fatty acids, vitamins, and phytochemicals. According to some experts, these mineral sugars are what activate the DNA of our body to be efficient at making protein. Due to an absence of enough of these mineral sugars in our plant foods today, our bodies require 40% more protein. One World Whey is a technologically enhanced whey protein food that can supplement the protein needs of your diet. It is easy to assimilate and it tastes delicious. However, its most attractive feature is that people from ages 3 to 80 are having phenomenal improvements in health. People are reporting vast improvements in energy and well-being that last for 4 hours or more from a single serving. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com. We use